This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 22 for Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Tuesday, seeing follow-through selling after yesterday's declines. Canola down $19 to over $26, November down $26.10 at $810.30 per ton. Ongoing global economic uncertainty accounted for continued selling pressure in crude oil, and that spilled over to weigh on vegetable oil markets as well, including Chicago soy oil. European rapeseed futures were also down, contributing to the soft tone in canola. Relatively favorable prairie crop conditions also weighed on values, although enough areas of concern do persist to keep some caution in the futures, especially as many canola fields are thought to be at least 2 weeks behind normal in their development. The Canadian dollar, it's a bit firmer today after falling sharply yesterday. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, as concerns over soft Chinese economic data weighed on world markets for the second day. Weather forecasts calling for welcome rains and cooler temperatures across much of the Midwest added to the selling pressure in the soy complex, November beans down 31 cents at 1381 per bushel. Condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop dipped 1 point in the good to excellent category in the latest weekly report, now coming in at 58% good to excellent. 93% of the crop was blooming, which is in line with the average. The USDA did report private export sales of 228,000 tons of soybeans to Mexico this morning. Corn, also pressured by good Midwestern weather and follow-through after yesterday's losses, September down 15 cents at 6.11 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was rated 57% good to excellent. That's down 1 point on the week. The harvest of Brazil's second corn crop is running ahead of normal, according to reports out of the country, at 85% done. Wheat, it is down as well. Minneapolis down 8 cents in the September contract at 9.02 per bushel. Kansas City down 11 cents in September at 8.71 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 14 cents in the September contract at 7.86 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop was 90% harvested as of this past Sunday. That's 4 points off the average for this time of year. Meanwhile, spring wheat was 16% harvested. Condition ratings for spring wheat were left unchanged at 64% good to excellent. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 16th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.